We're in Simen Tavkuf Nimbeis, and Sefer Aleph, the Rama says, V'haga'onim kasu dimesana rachar tfilas mincha, v'chosur ha'mafsekes kodim b'yas ha'shemesh. The Gaonim write that if this happens, that you accept it upon yourself to fast Mondays and Thursdays, so instead of being shol al another, you should fast until after mincha, and then eat your surah ha'mafsekes before shgiyah. This is the practice. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that this isn't really such a great idea, and therefore it's best to avoid, and you should be shoal on your nether instead. We don't say tachnan on Erev Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av is called a ma'oid, and if Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av, then you don't say tzidkascha. However, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you would say av harachmim. Even if you ate your Surah Hamafsekes, as we said, you can still continue to eat. Unless you've accepted upon yourself clearly not to eat anymore. The Rama adds, it's not enough to say in your heart that you're planning on not eating anymore. Rather, you need to actually say out loud, I am no longer planning on eating now that I finish my Surah Hamafsekes. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Baha who disagrees, so too the Vilna Gaon disagrees, and says that if you've accepted upon yourself in their heart not to eat anymore, then you are no longer allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to do anything that is prohibited on Tisha B'Av, except Ni'ilas Asan, the wearing the shoes is assumed to be permissible, that a person doesn't accept that upon themselves until Shkia. But if you weren't Mekabel on yourself in your heart to fast, rather, you just decided that you weren't going to eat anymore, that's not enough. It has to be an actual Kabbalah. Making a decision is not enough. It has to be an actual Kabbalah. However, it's always best, the Mishnah Berurah says, to say after your Surah Hamafsekes, I'm still planning on eating, or I'm still planning on drinking, etc. Siv Beis, Tisha B'Av Leilo Ki Yoma L'chol Davar, Ve'inoch L'mel Nivog Yom, U'bein Hashmash Shalo Aser Ki Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av, the night is like the day, meaning that it has all the dinim that the day has, and therefore you are not allowed to eat once you hit night, and Bein Hashmashos has the status of night, just like Yom Kippur, that already starting at Shkia, one has to stop eating out of concern that maybe it is already nightfall. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, when there's no concept of Tosefes Tisha B'Av like there is by Yom Kippur, to add on more to the day, rather you just have to start from Shkia, and that's enough. The Rama adds, Mutter Berchitz of Sicha Nil Sasand Ala Bein Hashmashos. The only thing you're not allowed to do, so again, all of these things you're allowed to do right up until Shkia. Mihu, Bechol Nog in Lachlitz Menalim Kodim Shiomar Barchu, Vimushabas Kholtzim Lachar Barchu. They used to daven Marv early, so when they would daven Marv, they would take off their shoes before Barchu, and on Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av falls out, Motzei Shabbos, we take off our shoes after Barchu. Mavad Shashliach Tzibur Shacholetz Kodim Barchu, Shabbat the Shaliach Tzibur who takes him off before Barchu. One should say Hamavdil Kol Shachol before taking off their shoes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Ma'aril, who says that one should take off their shoes before they actually go to shul, definitely before Shkia. When it comes to Shabbos, the reason we don't take them off before Baruch Hu is because you're not allowed to have any Avelis on Shabbos. And when you take off your shoes, you have to make sure not to touch your shoes, because then you need to wash your hands, and you can't wash your hands, so that will be an issue. But again, there's a discussion in the poskim regarding Shabbos Shalza Ramotzei Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av Shalza Ramotzei Shabbos, what one should do regarding their shoes. Some say that since we daven Marv late, we're actually able to say at home, we go home, we say Baruch Hamavdi Mikol Shachol at home, and then we change our shoes, and we change clothes also into weekday clothes, because you're not supposed to wear your Shabbos clothes on Tisha B'Av. So I want you to consult the Posek, that Rav, as to how to go about doing this. What is the proper approach when it comes to both the time for the changing of the shoes, as well as the time for changing of the clothes? And one needs to keep in mind that there's always an issue of Hachana. If you're going to change your shoes on Shabbos, and they're shoes that you wouldn't normally wear on Shabbos, you're changing them clearly for Tisha B'Av, that might be an issue also. So what some shuls do is they have people bring their shoes to shul before Shabbos in order that they be there to be able to change right after Shabbos. So again, consult the posek as to how to act.